You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report. What in the world is trending? Well, we've got the two biggies as far as holidays coming up pretty soon. Thanksgiving and Christmas. I've got one of each for you on a trending story. They went out and surveyed people to ask about the side dishes at Thanksgiving. Because as far as I'm concerned, Jeremy, I could have a Thanksgiving meal with nothing but the sides.
I think so. I'd be all right with that.
We talked earlier on the show that I'm not a turkey guy at all. If there's no turkey on the table at Thanksgiving, I'm totally fine. And I know some people are listening to this going, what?
Huh?
Yeah, I could do. But the sides, that's a
gravy.
Different story.
I just want gravy. I want a bowl of gravy.
Just put a gravy IV in your
arm. Yeah, I'll be fine.
What are the most popular side dishes in every state? So they have a little map that you can check out, and it'll tell you what each state's favorite is. Colorado actually went with the one that was the most popular overall. It won 10 states, and that would be the mashed potatoes.
Yes, that is a biggie.
I got no beef with that, man. That's fine.
Mountain of taters, yeah.
Stuffing or dressing, they say, depending on what you call it. What do you call it at your house?
Garbage. That stuff is disgusting.
No, I love a good cornbread stuffing. I'm a big fan. I make a pretty darn good cornbread.
Do you make it on
stuffing.
The side, or do you eat it out to turkey? Because I know a lot of people shove it into the turkey.
No, because I'm not a turkey guy. Screw the
turkey. But you like the stuffing, because maybe you dig the stuffing out of the turkey and just eat that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
No, I make it in an 8.5 by 13 baking dish.
Well greased. Yeah.
Well greased. That was second place. And then after that, there was a tie between mac and cheese and green bean casserole.
Ugh. Mac and cheese, though, that's not like a traditional Thanksgiving dish.
But it's really coming on strong.
I like it. I like it.
Third place. There's that. All right, then let's move ahead to Christmas. There's a study out right now that says people have been using their quarantine time to pick up various hobbies, and a lot of it is either crafting or cooking. And so because of that, they said you can expect lots of Christmas gifts this year that are homemade.
Yeah.
More so than in any other year. So just prepare yourself for somebody knitting something for you, and that will be your gift.
Go into the bathroom today and stand in front of the mirror and practice your surprise face. Oh, thank you. Because it's going to be really, you're going to need it to be really convincing this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when your kids make you something that they're really proud of. You're like, oh my gosh.
I see that surprise look, but I think what you're saying there is you need to practice your sincere look.
Yeah, both. Surprise, like how cool is this? And then sincere, wow, I've never had knitted socks before. Thank you. Wow.
They said there's going to be a lot of baked goods. Jeremy would throw all that in the trash.
I don't trust anyone's kitchen.
Artwork. Okay.
I did some watercoloring for you this year for Christmas.
And one of the other biggies is things that are knitted, like sweaters and blankets.
Yeah, that's all right. So I kind of like that.
That's cool.
Would people eat the baked goods and things that are delivered just because of the Rona? You don't know what's on it. I wouldn't eat it. And
I doubt
gross.
There's the Rona on your...
Rona loves bread. So I've heard.
Shut up. All right, what else is trending?
Oh, well, speaking of the Rona, two high schools, shout out to the parents dealing with this today. Two high schools in Douglas County School District temporarily moving to remote learning starting today. You probably already know because your kids are parked at home, but Legend High School in Parker and Douglas County High School in Castle Rock, both transitioning to remote learning. Arapahoe County, if you live in Arapahoe County, you're now at level orange. So restrictions and things for restaurants and liquor and gyms and churches. Da, 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 da.
I don't want to cause any upset in anybody who's listening, so just let me say it and don't get upset.
Don't be mad.
I know enough people who live down in Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't surprise me at all that the schools down in Douglas County are going to this, because those people down in Parker been partying like rock
all
stars.
Right.
So there shouldn't
Not
be
surprised.
Anybody surprised.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, just
I didn't
God.
Say 100% of people, don't get offended, but I just know a lot of people down there, and all I ever hear about is all the gigantic house parties they're having with like 75 people.
Yeah.
So Not surprised right here.
Yeah, that's all we'll say about that.
Let's move on.
Is this guy's 15 minutes of fame up yet? It's the dude from Instagram, Nathan Apodaca, who did the skateboarding video, drinking the cranberry juice.
Oh, listening to the Fleetwood Mac
song. And just vibing along, Dom. Well, he's hit the high point of social media again today because he proposed to his girlfriend. And the big news is he put a $22,000 rock on her finger.
Whoa.
So things have been going pretty well for him, it sounds like, since that video went viral. They were hanging out at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. He was rocking some new gold chains, and he's living the life. But you know what? He is soaking up his 15 minutes, I guess. He is milking the hell out of it, so good for him. I guess I'd probably be doing the same thing. You need to make your way over to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy, and check out the deep-fried turkey pillow that's coming out from Arby's. It's a turkey-shaped pillow, and I'm talking like a full turkey. And you pull it over your head, like where you'd put the stuffing, that's where your head goes. And it's saying you can experience the warmth and tranquility of sleeping inside of a turkey carcass this year for Thanksgiving. Have you seen the picture yet? Did you go look at it?
Let me do it right now.
It's pretty darn funny.
Is it?
It's like a perfect gag gift. And I'm going to say it does look kind of comfortable. They were on sale for $60. Word on the street is they are sold out. But you can win them. They're doing a contest now at arbysdeepfriedturkeypillow.com.
Shut up.
Where you can possibly win one of these. And it just is so funny to me because it looks like you went to a grocery store, thawed a turkey, and put it on your head. Do you see it?
No.
All right, well. Maybe I forgot to post it. Is it
I'm
on there?
I'm glad you forgot.
No, it should be on there.
No, I
did you delete
the,
it?
I
you deleted it.
No, I didn't. I
Dom
see the
went on
coaster.
And deleted it.
That's I see fine. The Neiman Marcus. I see the...
It was on there earlier.
Oh, I don't know.
Why you gotta go delete all the fun stuff? Neiman Marcus just released its Christmas catalog.
That's
and,
on there. I see that on our Facebook
Well, the turkey
page.
Should be on there.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't see it.
I had a feeling you go on there and delete things
I
after
I
post them.
I have never deleted delete anything
everything.
On our Facebook
Dom
page.
Dom thinks it's stupid. He deletes it.
I'm going to delete you.
The catalog has things like a $255,000 Airstream trailer, a custom collection of hats for $95,000.
What kind of hats?
I don't know. Custom hats, Dom. The more affordable things, a $300 Christmas ornaments, a candy dish for $1,100, a vase for $5,400. As you can tell, everything is way overpriced and ridiculous. They did have a men's sweater on there that I had my eye on for $6,800. Anyway, that's on our Facebook if you want to check that out. I'll give you one more thing because this is funny every year. The Social Security Administration put together the most unusual names that parents picked for babies last year, and we have the list here. We got Mama. It's my little baby Mama. Dairy, Iceland, Infant Boy, Subaru, Cinderella, Rambo.
Did you see also that it's not just that these are unusual names, but they only put them on this list if at least five people named a baby this name. So when you see
Cinderella,
Infant Boy or Cinderella,
Rambo,
that means at least five people named their child that. It wasn't just one.
Farther down the list, they had Pringles, Squeaker, Shoelace, Oat Milk, and Zip Tie. Farther on down the list.
Pretty far.
Pretty far. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy, where you won't see the turkey pillow because Dom deleted it. But you will see this video of a guy in California who created a smaller version of the Matterhorn from Disneyland in his backyard during quarantine. It's a little mountain. He's got fountains. He's got the monsters inside of it that scream at you. And it's really, really well done. dude was really bored during quarantine.
You know, as I look at the picture,
it's impressive.
He should have taken just even 20% of the hours that he put into that and actually put it into working on his yard.
A little dry. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that's what's trending now with your boys in the morning.